AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Pawnee City High School for the second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader, the boys' varsity game, the Pawnee City Indians hosting the HTRS Titans. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Very pleased to have seated alongside me for the second half of our doubleheader, Jaylee McNeely. Jaylee, good evening.
Good evening, Randy. How are you?
That's great. Doing double duty. You just got off before in that win a minute ago. Your Lady Titans came away with a 66-37 win. Got to be pleased with that one.
Yes, it was a good win.
Lots of basketball coming up here in the second half of our doubleheader. This is Jaylee's broadcast debut, and we're very pleased to have her alongside with us. Jaylee, a little information here to share with our listeners.
Right now on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, the Sacred Heart Irish are playing the Auburn Bulldogs at Auburn. John Nixon is calling the game on Sunny 101.3.
Let me stop you there for a minute. We've got a final in that girls' game now. It was Sacred Heart defeating Auburn, the final 52-39 in the girls' first half of that doubleheader. We've got the boys' game coming up, as you just mentioned. Watch more basketball coming up later this week.
This coming Thursday evening, the Fall City Tigers will travel to Conestoga for a girl-boy doubleheader. Randy will have the call of those games for you right here on KPNC. Coming up this Friday night, we'll have both games on station. Here on KPNC, John Nixon will have the Pawnee City Indians facing the Sacred Heart Irish. It'll be a boy-girl doubleheader live from Fall City. Also, Friday night, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, Randy will be at Johnson Rock as the Eagles host Extra Milligan Friends. That will also be a girl-boy doubleheader. We have lots of basketball coming up here later this week on both Sunny 101.3 and here on KPNC.
Outstanding and spoken like a true professional. Well, let's get a picture taken here, so we've got a way to commemorate the moment. All right. We're a couple of minutes away from getting to this boys' varsity game. Why don't we take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, let's look at the HTRS Titans.
Starting for the HTRS Titans is Hunter Bowling. He is a 6-foot junior. Then we have Brogan Dunlap. He is also a 6-foot junior. Then we have Brennan Vaughn, a 5'10 junior. Then we have Colt McLarnon, a 6'2 senior. And then we have Alex Jurak, a 6'1 senior. The Titans are coached by Mike Shard, and their record on the season is 2-11. Next, the starting lineup for the Pawnee City Indians is Justin Pierce, a senior, Drew Meninga, a junior, Anthony Kling, also a junior, Trey Kling, a sophomore, and Jet Farwell, a junior. The Indians are 5-5 on the season and coached by Hadley Sikora.
All right, those are our starting lineup for the boys' varsity game coming up. We're going to step aside right now and take a one-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more of our pregame show after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha on Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Pawnee City High School. Randy Gatula, Jaylee McNeely with you here in Pawnee City. Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, back at the KTNC studios.
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
In the JV games played earlier this afternoon and this evening here at Pawnee City in the girls' JV contest, HTRS got the win 28-22. And in the boys' JV game, after trailing throughout the entire ball game, the HTRS JV came from behind and got away with a 26-23 win over Pawnee City. Again, mentioning that girls' varsity game, which Jaylee probably can't let me mention that enough. HTRS 66, Pawnee City 37. And over in Auburn tonight on sunny 101.3, the Sacred Heart girls defeated the Auburn girls 52-39. That boys varsity game should be getting underway right about now. John Nixon has the call for you on that one over on sunny 101.3. 2 degrees outside here in Pawnee City on a bitterly cold January evening here in southeast Nebraska. You know, if you decided to stay home tonight and just listen to us on the radio, frankly, I don't blame you. It's cold out there, and what better thing to be doing with your evening than enjoying some high school basketball. Again, we ask a favor of you. If you can think of someone, perhaps a grandparent, an aunt or an uncle, family friends, who may not be aware that tonight's games are on the air, give them a call right now and let them know that they can hear Pawnee City and HTRS basketball right here on KTNC. Of course, we're live on the air at 1230 AM, 107.1 FM in the Fall City area. But the good news is you can hear our broadcast anywhere in the world on the web for free at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KTNC, and you can listen in from anywhere on the planet. That's a scary thought. All right, having the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system. We've just met the HTRS starters. They're getting ready. You'll hear the crowd firing up here as they get set to introduce the starters for Pawnee City. You know, Jaylee, I'm kind of impressed with the following here tonight. As cold as it is out there, I was fearful that we might be sitting in a gym with 12 other people, but a pretty good turnout from both schools.
Yes, I was really impressed with both schools.
That makes a difference for you kids, too, doesn't it? When you take the floor and you see everybody here following you.
Yes.
I can't let you get away here tonight before we get into the play-by-play without congratulating you and also talking to you about that outstanding ball game up at Weeping Water. 29 points.
Oh, God.
They were falling for you that night. I got to tell you, I was having as much fun watching that as you were putting the points in. Kind of neat to have Jaylee on the air with me here, folks. I had the privilege about a year and a half ago of crowning Jaylee as the queen of the Richardson County Fair. I got to be the, quote, celebrity crowner to go in there and put the crown on you. You know, I caught trouble for that because I stepped around in front of you and put the crown on. I was told later I was supposed to stand around and put it on from behind. So if we ever do that again, well, remember that for me.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right. All right, they finished the introduction of starting lineups here for Pawnee City. Again, very quickly for the Indians, Justin Pierce, Drew Meniga, Anthony Kling, Atreyu Kling, Jet Farwell. For the Titans, Hunter Bowling, Brogan Dunlap, Brendan Vaughn, Colt McCornan, and Alex Jurak. In there to jump it up will be Brogan Dunlap for HTRS, and he's going to go up against Kling, stepping into the center circle. The official steps in. We're set to get underway, and here's the tip. It'll be controlled by Pawnee City. Indians with the basketball. They'll set it up into forecourt. Jet Farwell at the top of the key to the left elbow. Comes over to Justin Pierce, back to Jet Farwell. Right side of the lane, kicks it into the corner. Open look, three from the corner, right side, up and off, no good. Rebound, Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn with the basketball across the timeline. He'll come down and set it up into the corner, left side, into the paint. Jump shot in the lane, up short, off the front of the rim, won't go for Hunter Bowling. Rebound, down court, fast break, Jet Farwell. Right side, laying up, in and out of there, wouldn't go, but a whistle, and we've got a foul called. He'll come over here and tell us in just a moment. Let's see who the foul is on. Looks like Dunlap.
That is Brogan Dunlap's first personal foul and HTRS's first team foul.
Jet Farwell at the line. He'll be shooting two shots for Pawnee City. Farwell's first free throw is up and good, so we've got our first point of the night on the board. Pawnee City goes up 1-0. Just underway here in Pawnee City, 7 minutes, 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Second free throw is up and good also for Jet Farwell. He got them both. Again, that foul was on Dunlap, his first. All right, into forecourt on the dribble. HTRS with the basketball. Hunter Bowling across court to the far side to Vaughn. Feeds it into the corner deep baseline. Back up top it comes to Vaughn. Now Bowling again with the basketball. Brogan Dunlap on the right elbow. Man-to-man defense here by Pawnee City. Here's a driving try for a layup. Ball is blocked away and knocked out of bounds. No foul called there. Trying to get the lay-in was Brennan Vaughn. Big defensive play by Justin Pierce. Ball went out of bounds. It'll belong to HTRS. They'll trigger it in baseline left side under their own basket. Lob the ball into the top of the key. McLaurin comes to the near side. Jurak. Jurak finds Brennan Vaughn once again. Vaughn guarded in the man-to-man defense here, covered closely by Drew Meniga. Into the corner. Here's a three from the baseline right side, up and off. No good. The ball is fought for. They come out with a rebound. Down court in a hurry. Driving lay-in. Up off. No good. The shot was put up by Anthony Kling. He couldn't get it. HTRS did a good job of getting back on defense on that one. Down court is Brennan Vaughn to set it. Vaughn on the baseline, left side of the basket, kicks it into the corner. Here's a three on the way from the deep corner. Left side up and good. Hitting the three was Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap with his first basket. And it's 3-2 our score. HTRS on top. 6:26 to go here in the first quarter. Pawnee City's basketball. Pierce to the near side. This is Kling with the ball. Anthony Kling. Jet Farwell for three from the corner. It doesn't go. Ball is tipped out of bounds. It's touched last, though, on the baseline by Ellis Jurak, and the basketball will belong to Pawnee City. 6 minutes, 13 seconds to play in the first quarter. 3-2 our score. HTRS on top. Pass in the paint. Shot is up and good. Boy, nice move to the basket inside by Anthony Kling. His first 2 points of the ball game. And the lead switches back to Pawnee City, up now 4-3 at the 6 minute mark of the first quarter. This is Brogan Dunlap on the dribble. Dunlap to the near side to Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn looks inside the paint. Ellis Jurak. Jurak at the free throw line. Hands it again back to Brennan Vaughn. Man to man defense by Pawnee City. Vaughn was trying to feed it inside to Bowling. The pass is stolen away. Fast break. Pierce lays it up. Can't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back is up and good. And a whistle. And the foul is going to be called on the baseline. The official will come and tell us here in a moment. Getting the basket for Pawnee City was Jet Farwell. He'll be at the line for the and one. Who we got?
The foul is on Colt McLarnon. That is his first personal foul and the team's second foul.
Here's the and one. Shot is up and good for Jet Farwell. Farwell now 3-for-3 from the line. Has 5 points in the ballgame. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. 7-3, a 4-point lead now for Pawnee City. HTRS with the basketball. Setting up their offense is Vaughn. Vaughn comes to the near side with it. Gives it off to Hunter Bowling. Bowling picks up his dribble. Left wing, Brogan Dunlap. Lobs it inside the paint. They try to go back to Dunlap. Ball stolen away, Justin Pierce. Pierce pushes the ball up the court. Feeds it to the corner, right side to Farwell. Hope he walked with the basketball. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back once again to HTRS. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Jaylee McNeely alongside tonight on the color. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. Hope you're enjoying tonight's presentation of high school basketball here on KTNC. HTRS slowing things down a little bit now. Dunlap to the near side finds Bowling. Bowling, left-handed dribble between the rings, top of the circle to the left wing with it. A cross-court pass to Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn, again, back up to Dunlap. They lob it in the paint, moving to the hoop, driving, laying up and good. Nice move, Colt McLaurin with his first 2 points. And it's 7-5 now. The lead is 2 for Pawnee City. Kling kicks it to the corner on the right side. In the ballgame now is Trey Martini. Martini gives off here to Jet Farwell. Left wing with it. Anthony Kling. Pierce has the ball deflected away. Right back it comes to Kling. A cross-court pass stolen nicely. Grabbing the ball is Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn wants to go coast-to-coast with it. Tried to feed it underneath. He was looking under there for Brogan Dunlap, but the pass deflected and stolen away. Pawnee City quickly back the other direction. Farwell across court to Kling. Pierce goes inside the paint with it, trying to back in traffic. Again, they go around the horn to Farwell. Here's Kling from the left wing. That shot is in and out. Ball is tipped around, and Kling comes up with it. Anthony Kling gets the ball back. Now it's tipped by HTRS, nearly stolen by Brogan Dunlap. Kling's having a dickens of a time here on this left elbow with the defenses. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on HTRS. I believe it's going to go on Vaughn, I think.
That would be Brennan Vaughn's first personal foul and the team's first foul.
All right, not a shooting foul. Pawnee City will just maintain the basketball. The inbound pass to Justin Pierce. Pierce travels with the basketball, and that'll turn it over and give it back to HTRS. 3 minutes, 42 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 7-5 our score with the basketball. HTRS setting up their offense. Brogan Dunlap across court to the far side to Vaughn. Vaughn goes inside the paint to Bowling. He's in traffic, can't get a look at it. Kicks it back to Dunlap, and they'll reset the offense. Pawnee City, a pressuring man-to-man. Now McClarnon tries to move toward the hoop. We've got a whistle and a foul on the baseline called on Pawnee City.
That foul was called on Anthony Kling. That is his first personal foul and Pawnee City's first team foul.
Not a shooting foul. HTRS will have the basketball. Bowling inbounds it. The ball is stolen away. Kling down to Farwell. Jet Farwell driving, laying up. No, couldn't get it. Good job on the defense. Coming down with the rebound on the far end. Vaughn, they give it up here to Brogan Dunlap. Guarded by Jet Farwell, one-on-one in the man-to-man defense. Dunlap, with Farwell giving chase behind the back dribble, kicks it into the corner, deep on the baseline left side. Bowling, driving in for the layup, off the glass, no. Ball tipped away, rebound, follow shot, put back, a whistle and a foul. Ellis Jurek got the rebound, tried for the put back, he was fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot two shots here. Ellis Jurek at the line to shoot two.
That foul was on Drew Meninga. That is his first personal foul and Pawnee City's second team foul.
Jurek, first free throw is up and good. He'll have a second shot coming. Makes it 7-6. Alec Jurek can tie it up here with 2:51 to go in the quarter if he can hit this one. Ready for his second free throw attempt. 6'1 senior at the line. Shot is up and good. Got it. 2-for-2 from the line, and we're tied at 7. Pawnee City now down court to set their offense, trying to get things rolling. They jumped out there to a four-point lead momentarily. HTRS has battled back. Handling it is Jet Farwell up to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling across. Oscar Machini in the lineup now. Oscar handles the ball. Again to Farwell, who backs it to the top of the circle. Bounce pass right side, off the glass, shot up, round and around, and down it goes. That was Darius Anderson with his first 2 points of the ball game. Pawnee City shuffling a lot of subs in here already with 2:15 to go in the first quarter, 9-7. Indians up by 2. Rogan Dunlap will set the offense now, very patiently backing a clear out near the midcourt circle. Now comes on the elbow to the near side with his pass to Vaughn. Vaughn had the defender fall down. Vaughn takes it in, driving layup. Wait a minute, this may be an offensive foul. Yep, he got the lay-in. Offensive foul call.
That was a foul on Brennan Vaughn. That is HTRS's fourth personal foul and Brennan Vaughn's second foul.
1:55 to go now in the first quarter. Up off the bench, getting ready to check in for HTRS is Detman. Now what do we have in the corner here? A turnover. I believe the ball is going to go right back over to HTRS. This is it Camion? Is that how you say this one, Detman?
Camion Detman.
Camion, yes. Long A. Okay, Camion Detman. 5'7" freshman into the ballgame for HTRS. 1:45 to play first quarter, 9-7. Pawnee City up by 2. Here come the Titans with the ball. Bowling takes it to the corner, driving in. Now tried to kick it to the deep baseline left side to Detman. Detman gives it up to Dunlap. Inside traffic, moving toward the basket. McLaurin wanted to go for the lay-in, but a whistle and a foul. I think this foul is going to be on the floor before the shot. We'll see what they tell us.
This foul was on Drew Meninga, number 10. It is his second personal foul and Pawnee City's third team foul.
Meninga leaves the ball game. Justin Pierce checks back in to replace him with a minute 29 to play in the quarter. Pass lobbed in, stolen by Jet Farwell. Farwell, breakaway layup, up and good. Jet Farwell got the steal and the lay-in. He's got 7 points now in the ball game. We had a foul beside getting the lay-in.
That would be Kamian Detman's first personal foul, and then HTRS's fifth team foul.
So shooting at the free throw line will be Jet Farwell. The ball fell, so this is just an and one. He's already 3-for-3 from the line tonight, has 7 points. This shot is short off the front of the rim. Good job getting up and getting after that rebound for the Titans there by Hunter Bowling. Minute 17 to go in the quarter. 4-point lead for Pawnee City, 11-7 your score. In the paint, in traffic, driving lay-in, Bowling. Oh, nice job. Little reverse lay-in by Hunter Bowling for his first 2 points of the ballgame. 11-9. The lead is 2 now for Pawnee City. in traffic. Kling driving Lee and up and good. Anthony Kling will do that to you. You give him an inch, he'll take a yard down the middle. And he laid it in. It's back to a four-point lead. 13-9, 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Very patiently setting it up now is Rogan Dunlap. Boy, they're patient on offense here. I'll give that to HTRS. I'll come out and pull the ball all the way out to midcourt and just stand out there and dribble. Now Hunter Bowling penetrates, tries to feed it on the baseline. In traffic, no place to go, trying to dribble out of there. I'm not sure how he got away with that one. Bowling almost has the ball taken away from him. Across court, now it is stolen. On the driving layup, Anthony Kling got it. And another steal and another lay-in. And Anthony Kling with 6 points now. 12 seconds to go. Another steal. There's a shot that's up and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And we're going to put, I believe, Jet Farwell at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
That foul was on Alex Durack. That is his first personal foul and HCRS's sixth team foul.
That means at the line shooting two shots is Jet Farwell. Jet has gone 3 of 4 from the line tonight, has 7 points in the ballgame. First free throw is up, and this one rimmed off and doesn't go. So now he's 3 of 5 from the line. Just 9.9 seconds left to play here in the quarter. Jet Farwell ready for the second shot. It's on the way up, and it's off also. Rebound, HTRS, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Dunlap into forecourt, free throw line, jump shot short, off the rim. Farwell with the rebound, long shot at the buzzer, doesn't go. And that's the end of the first quarter.
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Steven for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company is also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
We'll take a 30-second timeout, just 30 seconds, back in half a minute on KTMC.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Jaylee McNeely back with you here inside Pawnee City High School in the warm and friendly confines of the gymnasium when it's 2 degrees outside. Not bad in here. Aaron Wisdom is our producer engineer. You hear his voice at the end of the breaks. He's all holed up back there at the KTNC studios, probably staying with an extra log on the fire tonight too. 15-9 our score after one quarter. Pawnee City with the lead. It'll be HTRS's basketball as we move into second quarter action. Inbound the pass comes into Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap across the timeline. Sets it up at the top of the free throw circle. Hesitates for a moment. Tried to feed it in the paint. Wanted to go to McLaurin. The ball is instead tipped away and stolen by the Indians. Farwell gives it to Kling. Fast break. Kling driving layup. No. Rebound taken down. Brennan Vaughn on the defensive board. Vaughn will bring it back the other direction. HTRS dodged a bullet there after turning the ball over. Did not give up the layup. Down by 6 now to Pawnee City. HTRS with the ball. Rogan Dunlap trying to penetrate against Farwell. Oh, nice move to the basket for a driving layup by Brogan Dunlap. He will be fouled, and Dunlap will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
That foul is on Darius Anderson. That is his first personal foul, and that would be Pawnee City's fourth team foul.
So that'd be, actually, that's the first one of the quarter, I think. There's a shot that's up and good. Brogan Dunlap got that one to fall. We have to reset with 5 after every quarter under these new rules, and so that's the first one of the quarter. Second shot is up, short, off the front of the rim, doesn't go, and the rebound to Pawnee City. Jet Farwell down court, into the corner, baseline right side. The ball is dribbled away, but they're going to say it was touched last by HTRS, so Pawnee City will have the ball. Justin Pierce will inbound the pass. He'll stand under his own backboard just to the right side on the baseline. Flips it into the corner. Nice steal, and oh, it got away. They had the steal for a moment. Brennan Vaughn stole the inbound pass but couldn't get the dribble to the floor. It got away from him, and it went out of bounds. Just underway here in the second period, opening minutes, 7:08 to play, second quarter. in the paint, bounce pass, all nice speed. They put it on the baseline, got it into Anthony Kling. Kling laid it in. He's got 8 points now in the ballgame for Pawnee City. And now the Indians have opened up a seven-point advantage, 17-10. Pretty important for the Titans to get points on this trip. There's a little give and go, driving reverse lay-in, well executed. Brogan Dunlap laid it in. He's got 6 points, and it's back to a five-point ballgame, 17-12. Indians with the ball now. Into the corner left side. Here comes Kling. Lost the handle on it out of bounds. Good defense. I think reaching in there to try and slap it away was Colt McCornan. And that'll turn the ball back over and give it back once again to HTRS. 6.5 minutes to go here now in the first half, 17-12. HTRS trailing by five, trying to cut into that lead a little bit. Brogan Dunlap feeds it into Bowling. Lay it up and good. Dunlap with the assist. Hunter Bowling with the lay-in. Bowling now has 4 points in the ballgame. And it's 17-14. The lead is three now with 6:09 to go here in the first half. Right side with it, Jet Farwell. Can't get an open look. Looks like HTRS has dropped into a zone here now, a 2-3 zone. Farwell kicks it out to the Jet Farwell for three. Off, no good. Ball tipped around. Farwell gets it back. Follow shot up, off, no good, whistle, and a foul. Jet Farwell will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
That is Alex Sturak's second personal foul and HTRS's first team foul.
So at the free throw line will be Jet Farwell. He has hit 3 out of 5 from the line so far tonight, has 7 points in the ballgame. First free throw is up and off the back of the iron, bounce out, wouldn't go down for him. Sub into the ballgame for Pawnee City, Oscar Machini checks in. Oscar in replacing Darius Anderson. Second free throw coming up for Jet Farwell. It's up and good. He's now made 4 out of 7 from the line, and he has 8 points in the ballgame. 5:47 to go, second quarter, 18-14. The lead is 4 for the Indians. Here's Dunlap, the 6-foot junior. He's the point guard. Oh, Dunlap puts a pass inside. Got it in to Brennan Vaughn, but Vaughn was fouled immediately before he could put a shot up.
That foul will be on Justin Pierce. That is his first personal foul and Pawnee City's second team foul.
Yeah, they lob it into Bowling, back into the corner. Dunlap with a long three that doesn't go. Whistle on the battle for the rebound. I think they're going to tag Jurak down there on the baseline.
That would be Alex Jurak's third personal foul and HTRS's second team foul.
Down to 5:30 to go now in this first half. Into forecourt come the Indians. Anthony Kling, skip pass across court to Jet Farwell. They feed it in Machini in traffic. Can't get there. Now Kling with a three from the corner. It doesn't go. Gets his own rebound. Anthony Kling kicks it to the top of the key to Justin Pierce. Oh, there's a walk. Traveling is going to be called on the Indians. Trey Martini walked with the basketball. He comes back down the court looking at the coaches and smiling. He knows he did it. That's an awful feeling when you know you're guilty.
I agree.
Cross-court pass. Pawnee City gives HTRS. They turn it over to HTRS, and here come the Titans. Brennan Vaughn again to Dunlap, just very patiently working the ball out near the mid-court circle. He's only standing a couple of feet from the mid-court line there. Now Vaughn, dangerously close to that center court line. Bowling feeds it underneath. Oh, nice move. Bowling fed it under to Brogan Dunlap, and Dunlap knew what to do with it. He's got 8 points now, and it's a two-point ball game. This thing tightening up as we near the midway point of the second quarter. Justin Pierce to the right side. They put it into traffic. No place to go. Open look. Here comes Kling driving baseline. Puts it up. No, couldn't get it, and ripped down that rebound. Pulling it out of there is Colt McClarnon. McClarnon, 6'2 senior, doing the job on the boards there. Now Hunter Bowling works it across the timeline. Bowling wants to go all the way to the corner, has to flip it back out to his teammate Brennan Vaughn, and Vaughn gets fouled over there on the left sideline by Pawnee City.
That foul was on Justin Pierce. That is his second personal foul, and then that is Pawnee City's third team foul.
So with 4:09 to go here in the first half, HTRS down by two, a chance to tie or take a lead here with a field goal. In the corner, handling the ball is Vaughn. Looking for Dunlap in the paint. Dunlap goes up with a shot. They're beating away at him under there, and he got hammered from six directions. But stepping on the sideline was Farwell. Jet Farwell came down with a rebound, had his foot on the baseline, and that'll turn it right back to HTRS. All right, Hunter Bowling to trigger it in. Lobs it up top, almost stolen there by Farwell. Here's a long three off the back of the iron, tipped by Machini. Ball is loose in the paint. Now tipped around everybody after it, and finally coming up with the basketball is Trey Martini. Martini down court, into the corner right side, thinking about the three. No shot there for Jet Farwell. Baseline underneath, Kling. Oh, that was fed nicely. They got it into Anthony Kling. He's in double figures, has 10 points, and the lead is back to four now for Pawnee City with 3.5 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Indians basketball to Bowling. Bowling going for the driving lay-in. He'll be fouled on the floor before he can put the shot up, though.
That foul is on Oscar. That is his first personal foul and Pawnee City's fourth team foul.
All right, checking into the ballgame now for HTRS. Back into the lineup goes Kamian Detman. Detman is in there. Inbounding the ball is Hunter Bowling. Underneath, no place to go in traffic. They feed it underneath, and the shot is up and good on the far side. Who got that? That was Vaughn, I think. Vaughn laid it in on the left side baseline. Back to a two-point ball game. 20-18. Ball stolen away in the ball game now for HTRS. Jonathan Cook. And Cook got the steal down there, got the possession. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:08 to go in the first half. We'll step aside. Be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Even for parts, sales, and service, Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas.
My name is Randy Gatula. That's Jaylee McNeely right over there next to me. Having a good time tonight here at Pawnee City High School. Boys varsity action with 3:08 to play in the first half. 20-18 our score. The Pawnee City Indians up by two. They've led throughout most of this ballgame. In the girls varsity contest earlier this evening, HTRS with the win 66-37 over Pawnee City. Jaylee said it's okay for me to mention that as many times as I want.
Yep.
All right, HTRS with the basketball. Down by two, 20-18. On the left wing is Brennan Vaughn. Up top, Hunter Bowling handles it. On the right side, they come to Detman with the basketball. Detman, just a freshman at 5'7". That 5'7 had to be on a good day on roller skates, I think, here. Detman with the basketball. Almost loses his footing. Kicks it back to the near side to Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn now with an open look for three from the right corner. Oh, off the back of the iron, couldn't get it, but Detman is there for the rebound. Now the ball is stolen away. Here comes Jeff Farwell. Farwell with a little lay-in, the short off the front of the rim, got his own rebound. Follow shot, put back up, got it to fall, and he will be fouled.
That foul is on Brogan Dunlap. That was his second personal foul, and then HTRS's third team foul.
So at the free throw line with the and one shot coming here is Jet Farwell. Farwell has made 4 out of 7 from the line. This one is up and good. He's now 5 of 8, and he has 11 points in double figures. In the corner on the left side with HTRS with the basketball, they give it to McLarnon. Bowling kicks it to the corner right side. There's a high arching three. Rebound, follow shot, try for putback up by Brennan Vaughn, and Vaughn is going to be fouled where he'll be going to the line, and he'll be shooting two shots.
That foul was on Anthony Kling. That is his second personal foul and Pawnee City's fifth team foul.
All right, Brennan Vaughn at the line to shoot two for the Titans. Looks to the basket, bends the knees, takes aim, launches the shot in and out of there. It hit the back of the iron, rimmed around, and jumped out on him. He'll get another attempt. No place I'd rather be tonight on a cold night than here in a gymnasium enjoying high school basketball. Second shot on the way up, and this one is off also. Bowling had the rebound momentarily, then had it taken away from him by Anthony Kling. Kling gives it up to Farwell. Coming up on the two-minute mark to play here in the first half, it's a five-point ball game. Pawnee City up by five. They're working around the perimeter, in the paint, trying to move toward the hoop. Turnaround shot off the glass, up and off, no good. That shot put up by Trey Martini, and the rebound coming down to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap being chased out here by Machini. Oscar Machini playing defense. Inside they go, driving lay-in up. Oh, that wouldn't go. Try for follow shot. Bowling, it won't go. And they had a couple of bunnies that got away for him. I call those the bunnies under the basket. Couldn't get him down, and now a whistle. And a turnover. Apparently, a travel or something, some kind of a violation, because the ball's going back to HTRS. Inbounding the pass will be Hunter Bowling. He'll trigger it in baseline. Right side, under his own basket. Bowling, going to have to hurry. Now gets it into McLaurin. Back it comes to Bowling. He backs in. A cross-court pass. Top of the key. Detman nails the three. The little guy puts the three in. Came in Detman. Just a freshman. Pulls the Titans back within two now at 23-21. In a close ball game. A couple of times Pawnee's gone up by five, but HTRS always battles right back. Just a little more than a minute to play here in the first half. Driving is Farwell for the layup. He can't get it. Rebound, follow shot. Got his own rebound and put back. Jet Farwell with the lay-in. Farwell now with 13 points in the game. Back to a four-point lead with 52 seconds to play before halftime. HTRS with the basketball. Here's a long three that's off the back iron. A battle for the rebound. Hunter Bowling comes down with it. Follow shot, put back up and good. Hunter Bowling, Johnny on the spot for that one, came down with it, laid it back in. Two-point ball game, 34 seconds to go. Here comes Farwell. Farwell kicks it out into the corner. Machini, free throw line, fall away, jump shot up and off, no good. Oh, follow shot, won't go for Kling. Follow shot doesn't go. McCartan comes out with a rebound with authority, I might add. He brought that one down with enthusiasm.
Yes,
to say the least. 25-23, chance to tie it with a two here with 12 seconds to play in the first half. Pawnee City, Detman being guarded. Talk about a mismatch. Machini on Detman out there. Into the corner, Dunlap with the ball. Back up top it comes. This is Vaughn, driving layup, doesn't get it, but he's fouled. With 9-tenths of a second on the clock, he will be fouled. And at the free throw line, Brendan Vaughn with a chance to tie this puppy up. His team down by two.
That foul was on Trey Martini. That was his first personal foul in Pawnee City's fifth team foul.
All right, at the line to shoot two shots. Brendan Vaughn takes aim. First shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it. Rimmed it off. He'll get another one. Brendan is 0 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. He does have a field goal for 2 points. He'll have a second shot coming here. 9-tenths of a second to play. Shot is on the way up. Got that one, so it's a one-point ball game, which is probably going to be at halftime. They'll have a chance for a inbound pass or chip. There's the buzzer. And at the half, 25-24, that's our score. There we go.
We'll step aside for a two-minute break and be back with a halftime scoring recap. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Fall City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now, here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
All right, thank you, Jaylee. At the half, 25-24, our score, Pawnee City with a one-point advantage over HTRS. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for HTRS, they're led by Brogan Dunlap. He has 8 points at halftime, with six is Hunter Bowling. Adding three each are Brennan Vaughn and Camion Detman. 2 points for Colt McLarnon, and Alex Jurek has two for their total of 24. From the free throw line, HTRS went 4 out of 8 at the charity stripe. For the Pawnee City Indians, Jet Farwell led the way. He's in double figures with 13 points. Also in double figures, Anthony Kling has 10. Darius Anderson added 2 for their total of 25. Free throw shooting, they went 5 out of 8 at the line. Score by quarters, it was 15-9 after one quarter. Pawnee City held a 6-point advantage, and now at the half, 25-24, a 1-point lead for the Pawnee City Indians.
Our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we're going to take a little break here now and send it back to our KTNC studios. Aaron Wisdom will keep you entertained. We've got 2 minutes of important sponsor information, followed by a latest update on the weather forecast to find out just how cold it's going to get tonight. Another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. Don't go away. Lots more basketball coming up right here on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dens Country Meats in Table Rock.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply,
we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm meteorology meteorologist Patrick McMillan. As we make our way through the middle of the work week, we'll see some cool and calm weather give way to a chance of snow by early Thursday afternoon as a low moves east off the Rockies and over the plains. This chance of snow takes us through Thursday night before we see some sunny skies return to the region by Friday, taking us through the end of the week and into the beginning of next weekend. We will also see high temperatures as we go throughout the weekend, steadily climb, reaching around the average high for this time of year, which is 34 degrees, by the beginning of next week. As we take a closer look at the forecast for this evening, we'll see clear skies and a low of 2 above. Winds will be gusting out of the southwest as high as 21 miles an hour, wind chills of 10 below. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 24. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies at a low of 11 degrees. Then we'll see that chance of snow move in by the earlier part of Thursday afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies and a high of 17 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of snow with a chance of patchy blowing snow later on as well. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 1 above.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trust, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert & Dunn LLC in Falls City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmansFord.com.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Dauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Jaylee McNeely, back with you here at Pawnee City High School. Jaylee, you've got some more information for us.
For our HCRS fans listening tonight, a reminder, our next broadcast of the Titans in action will be coming up on February 8th when we travel to Falls City to play the Falls City Tigers. That game will be heard here on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call.
Also, we've got some tournament action possibly coming up.
The Pioneer and ECNC conference tournaments are coming up in a couple of weeks. Depending on if any area teams reach the semifinals, we'll have live coverage of those tournament games, possibly both on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
And possibly with Jaylee McNeely helping us out again when we get to those tournaments. We'll see how that all shakes out and where we're at.
Yep.
All right, we're about set to move into third quarter action. Our halftime score, 25-24 right now. Pawnee City with a one-point lead as we get set to go into the third quarter. A few remaining seconds of our halftime clicking away here. Both coaches with their players huddled around them, giving them some final instructions. On two occasions, Pawnee City was able to go up by as much as six. HCRS never really able to come back and take the lead, but they pulled back to within one there just before the end. Actually had a chance at the free-throw line to tie things up had they got them both to fall. So we've got a ball game on our hands. I'm looking forward to this second half of action. As we move into the third quarter, Pawnee City will have the first possession of the quarter. Same starters in the ball game that began the contest, inbounding the pass. Justin Pierce tosses into Jet Farwell. to the right side to Kling. Back inside to Farwell. Farwell off the glass. Lays it up and good. So Jet Farwell wastes no time at all in getting the first 2 points up. And it's back to a three-point Pawnee City lead. Here come the Titans with the basketball. Brogan Dunlap off to Hunter Bowling on the right elbow. Bowling being harassed over there. Double team. Skip pass across court to the near side to Brennan Vaughn. Passes wide of the mark, tipped away, goes into the bench here. The official lost the basketball, couldn't find it for a moment. And inbounding the pass right in front of our broadcast table will be Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap lobs across court to Hunter Bowling, and he'll set it up. Bowling on the right elbow, picks up his dribble for whatever reason. A cross-court pass stolen by Kling. On the way down goes Anthony Kling. Driving layup, collision on the baseline. Basket is going to count. Wait a minute. They have an offensive foul. Yes, we do. Offensive foul.
That foul would be on Anthony Kling. That is his third personal foul and Pawnee City's first team foul.
That was a big call right there because he could have very easily gotten a basket and one. All right, here's HTRS from the corner. A long three is launched up by Jurak. It doesn't go. Anthony Kling, fast break, driving layup. Got it. Boy, Kling does that so quickly. Anthony Kling now with 12 points in the ballgame. And it's 29-24. HTRS has fallen behind by five once again. They've been behind by as much as six on two occasions. One was at the end of the first quarter. Titans need a basket now. Down court. This is Brendan Vaughn. Feeds it into the corner. Deep baseline left side. Looking from the corner is Jurak, and he's going to be called for traveling. And that's a tough break there for Alec Jurak. 6'1 senior, move that pivot foot just a bit, and then it'll turn it over and give the ball back to the Indians. All right, here comes Pawnee City to set it up now. This is Jet Farwell. Farwell and Kling, I remember watching them a year ago. They can drive the bucket at any moment on you, and usually successfully. This is Pierce to the right side, goes to Jet Farwell. Across, here comes Kling. Now flips it to the corner for an open look. Three baseline left side that's up and off. No good. That shot was launched from the corner by Drew Menega. Here's a follow shot. Ooh, going to the floor hard. Ball is going to be picked up. Players are trying to help the... Well, now the official takes a timeout. Lying on the floor with Drew Menega and the HTRS players. I give them credit for good sportsmanship, but they were more concerned with helping Menega get up off the floor than they were going after the loose basketball.
Yeah.
I think they lost track of the fact that that was still a live ball. The official wisely stopped play. HTRS maintains possession of the basketball. Good sportsmanship, but maybe a little bit ill-advised in that case. Pass to the left side by Brennan Vaughn. Tipped out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Anthony Kling. And it'll stay with HTRS. Vaughn to inbound it. To Hunter Bowling in the paint. Little jumper. That was sweet. Nice move to the basket by Hunter Bowling. He's got 8 points, and it's back to a three-point ball game, 29-26. Now Justin Pierce to the right side. Kling, jump shot in the paint, rolls around, got it down. Anthony Kling can do that to you just about any time he feels like it once he gets into the paint. Here comes HTRS. Dunlap needs help. A cross-court pass is tipped out of bounds by Farwell. It'll stay with HTRS. 5 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 31-26. 5-point lead for Pawnee City. HTRS with the basketball. Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap. Lob pass to Hunter Bowling on the right side. Bowling all the way in, driving layup. Nice move to the bucket. That was impressive by Hunter. Or was that Bowling or Jurak that did that? That was Bowling just now, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's what I thought. All right, Bowling with the man. 4:56 to go here in the third quarter. Jet Farwell handling the basketball, lobs it underneath. Oscar Machini kicks it back. Spin move, baseline, fall away, jump shot up, off, no good. And the rebound pulled down by HTRS's Alec Jurak. Jurak goes to Bowling with it. And Bowling comes across the timeline to set the offense. Three-point ball game. There's a three on the way. Got it. Hitting the three from the corner, Brogan Dunlap. And we've got a tie ball game. I think this is the first time we've been tied up since we started at
yes,
zero.
Yes, yes.
So now all tied at 31 apiece. It's just that kind of a game tonight. Here's the ball thrown out of bounds. Tipped by HTRS. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Back into the ballgame, Drew Menega in for the Indians after taking that spill earlier. Darius Anderson also back into the contest. They will replace Trey Martini and Justin Pierce. A cross-court pass fielded here on the near side by Jet Farwell. Farwell feeds it up top to Drew Menega. Long three, but good from the left elbow was Anthony Kling. That's his first three-pointer of the night. He's got 17 points now. He had 7 two-pointers before that one. 34-31, back to a three-point lead. Oh, they tried to feed it off. Here's a steal all the way down, driving layup. Anthony Kling got it, and he's going to be fouled. That's an unfortunate break there for HTRS. Kling's going to get that basket, you know it. And to come up with the foul on top of it, he'll have the and one.
That foul would be on Rogan Dunlap. That is the third personal foul and HTRS's first team foul.
At the free throw line, Anthony Kling shooting the and one. It's up and good. Anthony Kling has got a bucket full of points. I think that's 18 now for him. No, more than that. That's 20, I believe he's got. 10 already here in this quarter. Timeout taken on the floor. We've got a timeout.
There is a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3 minutes, 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 37-31 right now. A 6-point advantage for Pawnee City.
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
Thank you, Jaylee. It's so nice to have a partner when you need a drink of water.
Yes, I agree.
37-31, the lead is 6 for Pawnee City. HTRS has the basketball with 3:43 to play in the third quarter. We're live tonight at Pawnee City High School. Randy Gatula is my name, calling your play-by-play. The aforementioned Jaylee McNeely to my left here on the color commentary. And Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, for tonight's presentation. We move back to live action. Hunter Bowling has the basketball into the corner to Vaughn with it. He's double-teamed. Vaughn tries to put it into Dunlap. He has the ball taken away. Fast break. Here comes Farwell, feeding it to Kling. Oh, stolen nicely. Back the other direction comes Brennan Vaughn for a driving layup. Couldn't get it. Passed it back to Dunlap. Dunlap looks inside and getting the steal. And coming up with the basketball after all that is Drew Menega. Oscar Machini. Top of the key to Jet Farwell. Again finds Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling works around to the left wing, to the top of the key, to Menega. Menega finds Farwell. Ball tipped into the corner. Kling comes up with it, deep on the left side of the basket. Back out onto the right elbow now. Handling the ball is Jet Farwell. Here's Kling for another three, short off the front of the rim, and the rebound is down to Colt McClarnon. McClarnon clears the outlet pass out to Hunter Bowling, and he'll bring it up court. Bowling works against Machini. Oh, has his pass stolen away, and now Kling all the way in for the layup, steps around the defender. What a move. Anthony Kling, tell you, that was a Houdini-like move down there to escape the defender. Rogan Dunlap had a pretty good job of setting up in front of him. He just went around the defender and laid it in. 22 points now for Anthony Kling in this ballgame. He has 22 of their 39. 39-31, some of the lights went out. We're sitting over here on the dark side. They found that light switch. Here's a jump shot from the right side. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down. Rogan Dunlap. Dunlap wants to reset the offense. It's an 8-point lead now for Pawnee City. HTRS needing points on this possession. Down by 8. Working to the right side is Brennan Vaughn. He's stripped of the basketball. I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul perhaps on Machini. No?
That foul would be on Darius Anderson. That is his second personal foul in Pawnee City's second team foul.
Boy, sometimes I sure see so different things than what happened out there.
Yeah, me too.
Sure looked like Machini's the man that got him. All right, 39-31, an 8-point lead. HTRS trailing. They have the basketball. A minute 52 to play. We're in the third quarter here at Pawnee City High School. On the right side of the corner is Colt McClarnon. McClarnon feeds it up top, now to Hunter Bowling. Bowling stands to the left wing. Lob pass across to the right side to Vaughn. Vaughn is double teamed, has the ball knocked away. It goes off of Vaughn, a turnover, and the ball goes back to Pawnee City. Minute 36 to play now in the third quarter. 39-31 your score. Pawnee City with the 8-point lead and the basketball. Jet Farwell comes across the timeline into forecourt. A cross-court pass. Anthony Kling. Something away from the ball underneath. We had a little pushing and shoving going on. Foul's going to be called on Pawnee City's Darius Anderson, I believe.
Yes, that would be Darius Anderson's third personal foul and Pawnee City's third team foul.
The lead is 8 for Pawnee City. The homestanding Indians up by 8 here. 39-31. Into the corner. They lob it down deep. Now Hunter Bowling has the ball tipped away from him and then stolen by Anderson. A cross-court pass, fast break. Kling stolen right back by Hunter Bowling. Fast-moving ball. Here comes Bowling. He's going to go coast-to-coast. Lays it up and good. Nice move by Hunter Bowling. He's has 12 points in the ball game now. 39-33. The lead is back to 6. Farwell goes to Kling. Kling, a cross-court pass. Minniga. Baseline right side in traffic. Anderson tied up. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on HTRS. Not yet shooting, though.
That foul was called on Brennan Vaughn. That is his third personal foul and HTRS's second team foul.
All right, so it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Jet Farwell will inbound it. Farwell into Kling. There's Kling with the shot up. Try for follow shot. Farwell can't get it. Whistle and a foul. I suspect we're going to see Jet Farwell at the line here.
That was a foul on Hunter Bowling. That is his first personal foul and HTRS's third team foul.
So at the free throw line will be Jet Farwell. Let's add him up here. He's made 6 out of 9 so far. He has 15 points. This free throw is up, bounces off the back of the iron and doesn't go. Farwell, 6 of 9 from the line, now 6 of 10, has 15 points. Jet Farwell, a junior, takes aim. Second shot is up. It's good. Got that one down. Farwell now with 16 points in the ball game for the Indians, and the lead is up to 7 with 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. HTRS down by 7. Ball is tipped. Bowling comes up with it. Oh, nice feedback to Dunlap. He had an open look, didn't take it. Into the corner. McClarnon, a whistle and a foul in the corner baseline. Falling to the floor is Colt McClarnon. McClarnon is a 6'2 senior.
That would be a foul on Jet Farwell. That is his first personal foul and Pawnee City's fourth team foul.
43. The lead is 7 for Pawnee City with 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. HTRS has the basketball. Dunlap dribbles around to the top of the free throw circle, comes to the near side on the wing. Dunlap lobs it into the corner, deep baseline left side. Across it goes, ball tipped away by Farwell, out of bounds. Going to be touch last over there by Brendan Vaughn. And with 6.6 seconds, Pawnee City gets the ball back. HTRS is going to drop back. That's okay. Here we go. Down comes Jet Farwell. Fall away shot doesn't go. Try for a battle for a second shot. Won't happen. And that is the end of the third.
After three quarters, our score is Pawnee City up by Pawnee City 40, HTRS 33. We'll take a 1 minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kutasha Unconnect on 19th Street in Auburn, or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
All right, we move into the fourth and final quarter. HTRS with the basketball. Hunter Bowling on the right elbow, feeds into the corner. Chirac underneath, ball is tipped away, and it went off the fingertips of Colt McClarnon. Pawnee City will get the ball back with a 7-point lead and 7:49 to go in the ball game. Here come the Indians. Jet Farwell, as he has been doing all night, brings the ball up court into the corner. Fall away shot, Kling from the corner, up and good. Anthony Kling just keeps dumping him in. I haven't added him up here lately, but I think he's up to 24 points now in the ballgame. 24 of the 42 for Pawnee City scored tonight by Anthony Kling. All right, HTRS needing a bucket this trip down. To the left side it comes to Vaughn. Vaughn, a cross-court pass. Alec Jurak. Jurak takes a couple of dribbles, hands to Hunter Bowling. Bowling backs it out on the wing on the right side, into the corner. Back to the top of the key it comes. This is Brennan Vaughn with the ball. Vaughn, I thought, okay, never mind. With the basketball, a steal. Pawnee City has it. Minniga, again to Kling. They feed it to the corner right side. No room under there to move with it for Martini. Martini has to clear the pass back up to Jet Farwell. To the top of the key. Farwell with an open look. Three from the right side off the rim. Doesn't go in there. With the rebound is Ellis Jurak. Jurak gets the outlet pass to Hunter Bowling, and Bowling will bring the ball up court once again. 6.5 minutes to play in this one. It's a 9-point lead. This is the biggest lead of the game here for either team. Here's a three from the corner that's up and off. Doesn't go. That shot launched by Brogan Dunlap. The ball is tipped away out of bounds off of Pawnee City. Titans will keep the basketball. Inbounding it will be Hunter Bowling. Bowling lobs it up to the top of the key to Brogan Dunlap. Back to Bowling in the corner. He dribbles in, has the ball stolen away. Coming up with it is Anthony Kling. Kling lost the handle on it. Down court pass stolen right back by Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap in traffic. Fall away jump shot in the paint. Up and off no good. Rebound pulled away by Anthony Kling. This is fast-paced basketball, like describing a tennis match here. Back and forth. All right, now Pawnee City with the ball. Pierce comes out to pick it up from Farwell. Across court to Farwell. Pierce with an open look, top of the key. He'll launch a three and hits it. Justin Pierce, his first bucket of the night. They left him open. He says, why not? And dropped it in, and suddenly it's a 12-point ball game. Pawnee City up now 45-33. Biggest lead of the game here for the Indians, and only 5.5 minutes left to play. There's a long pass that deflects off the backboard and grabbed up by Pawnee City. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Let's see who this one's on. They may post it up there.
That foul would be on number one, Brogan Dunlap. That was his fourth personal foul and HCRS's first team foul. There is a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grow seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Jaylee McNeely, back with you here at Pawnee City High School. 5:31 to play in the ball game. 45-33. Pawnee City has opened up a 12-point advantage Indians came in here with a 500 record, 5-5 on the year. HTRS has been struggling a bit in terms of win-losses. They were 2-11 coming into this one, looking to try and get another win over in the win column. Pawnee City now up by 12, 5.5 minutes to go, and the Indians will have the basketball with Justin Pierce inbounding the pass. Puts it into Jet Farwell. Almost stolen away there. Pretty good-looking defense by Vaughn. Farwell gets around Vaughn, takes it into the paint, kicks it to the corner. There's Kling for a three that's in and out. Farwell right there for the rebound. One of those where Jet Farwell goes up, catches the rebound, puts it in the, without coming back down to the floor, and puts it in the hole. The little, you'd call it a tip-in, I guess. Makes it 47-33. Here's the ball off the foot of Drew Meniga, kicking the basketball called. It'll stay with HTRS. Down to 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Inbound the pass to Brennan Vaughn. Brennan Vaughn takes it all the way in. Oh, a nice little move. Couldn't finish. And the rebound to Justin Pierce. And then a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think that was a frustration foul.
Yes. That foul was called on Brennan Vaughn. That is his fourth personal foul and HTRS's second team foul.
Now back into the ball game for the Indians goes Colt McLarnon. McLarnon checks in to replace Jonathan Cook, the sophomore, who saw a few minutes of playing time there. And here's Farwell, picked up defensively at midcourt by Vaughn. Bounce pass to the left side, thinking about it, to Meniga. Back up top it comes to Farwell. Jet Farwell, the running back. I always thought that was a good first name for a running back on a football team, Jet.
Yes, I agree.
On the left side of the lane, Farwell backs it out. Pawnee City can afford to be patient here now. They're up by 14 points suddenly, 47-33. Into Meniga, up to Pierce, all the way around the outside perimeter. Now back to Pierce. He had an open look, doesn't take it. Farwell in the paint. Pierce into the corner. Meniga back to Pierce. Oh, Pierce almost walked with it. One dribble, has it taken away with the steal. Brogan Dunlap, driving layup, got it. Nice job by Brogan Dunlap. He's got 13 points now in the ballgame for HTRS. 47-35, back to a 12-point lead. Still 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Pawnee City just pulled it out to run some clock and ended up turning the ball over and giving up a layup there. In traffic, they kick it to the corner, Meniga. Meniga across court, back up to Farwell once again. Patient offense here on the part of Pawnee City. Justin Pierce, lob pass to the corner. Back up it comes to Farwell. HTRS going to have to start chasing the basketball here pretty soon. A lot of precious seconds ticking away here, down by 12. And there's a collision offensive foul. An offensive foul is going to be called on Jet Farwell.
That would be Jet Farwell's second personal foul and Pawnee City's first team foul.
Only one team foul here. 3:23 to go now in the ball game.
There is a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Pawnee City High School. 3:22 left to go in this one. 47-35, Pawnee City on top. I want to invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a complete rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did tonight. So you'll want to be with us for that. That post-game will be coming up tonight after our ball game. All right, 3:15, clock is running. HTRS with the basketball. Brennan Vaughn off to Brogan Dunlap's high across court pass into the corner. There's a long three up and good. Alex Jurak, oh, where that came from. Jurak was covered up down there. He just elevated, went straight up, and dropped it in from three-point range. And suddenly it's a nine-point ball game. Pawnee City maybe regretting backing it out and slowing it down like they did here. They had a 14-point lead. Suddenly it's nine. Now dribbling into the lane For the driving layup goes Trey Martini, and Martini is going to be fouled, I believe.
That foul is on Colt McLarnon. That is his second personal foul, and HGRS's third team foul.
Pawnee City's basketball. Jet Farwell will trigger it in. Baseline right side under his own basket. Inbound, grabbed up. Here's a three from the corner for Pierce. It's off no good. Rebound HTRS down by nine. Here come the Titans. 2:38 to play. Into forecourt is Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap backs it out at the midcourt circle. Got a little moving screen there set up. Shot for three is up and off no good. Goes out of bounds. One of the fans behind me saw that at the very same moment I did.
Yeah.
2:27 to go in the ballgame, 47-38. The lead is nine. Jet Farwell dribbling between defenders. Somehow got down this sideline around two defenders. Farwell almost has it dribbled away up to Pierce at the top of the key. A cross-court pass. On the near side with it is Trey Martini. Martini goes to Justin Pierce. Pierce flips to the corner. Martini for three from the corner up and off. No good by Menega. Rebound, follow shot, putback won't go. Whistle and a foul on the baseline. We're going to put Jet Farwell to the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
That foul was on Alex Durack. That was his fourth personal foul and HTRS's fifth team foul.
Up off the bench, getting ready to come back into the game, Kamian Detman at the free throw line. Jet Farwell, first shot is up and off, no good. Jet Farwell. Let's see, he's made 6 out of 11 right now from the free throw line. Checking in is Detman. Detman's in replacing Jurek. And now Farwell ready for his second free throw attempt. This one is up and good. He got that one to go. 7 of 12 lead. All right, 10-point ball game. 48-38, the lead is 10 for Pawnee City. There's a steal. And the breakaway lay-in up off the glass. Missed it. Follow shot tip-in up and good. On the follow shot is Drew Menega for his first 2 points. That steal was by Trey Martini, and Martini was all alone, missed the lay-in, but fortunately his teammate, Drew Menega, was right behind him for the putback. Now HTRS needs to score and score quickly here. Shot up off the glass, no. And the rebound again comes down to Trey Martini. Down to a minute 19 to go. It's a 12-point ball game. Justin Pierce driving layup. They left him uncovered in the corner. Pierce now has 5 points. That was almost too easy.
Yeah.
52-38. The lead is 14. Only a minute 4 to go. Again, stay with us for the postgame show. Driving lay-in up, off no good. Rebound Pawnee City. Coming out with a basketball. Drew Menega. Menega. Holds the ball at the top of the key. Gives to Farwell. They're just going to pass it around here with 47 seconds to go. Not a lot of point in fouling when you're down by 14 here, as HTRS is right now. In the paint, moving is Kling. Back up to Menega. Down to Martini. Martini guarded by Dunlap. Back to the top of the circle again. Handling the basketball is Kling. Down to 25 seconds. It appears that Pawnee City is just going to let him dribble this thing out and not foul. Although, going in for a driving layup, I didn't expect to see that. But Trey Martini got his first 2 points of the ballgame on a layup. 10 seconds to play. Pawnee City comes down. They're going to try and launch one more from the corner. Here's Hunter Bowling. Baseline, fall away shot, just short off the front of the rim. Rebound to Pawnee City. And there is your ball game, your final score tonight. 54-38. That is your final in this contest. We'll take a timeout here now, step aside for a 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring recap. That's coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards, That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AFM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armnick at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now with a look at the final numbers, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Julie. Our final score, 54-38 tonight. The Pawnee City Indians with the win in the boys' varsity contest. Looking at the individual numbers for HTRS, they had two players in double figures, led by Brogan Dunlap with 13 points. Hunter Bowling chipped in 12. Five tonight for Alex Jurek. 3 points each by Brennan Vaughn and Kamian Detman, and adding two was Colt McLarnon for their total of 38. HTRS did not shoot any free throws in the second half. They finished hitting 4 out of 8 from the charity stripe in the ballgame. Numbers for the Pawnee City Indians. Two players in double figures. Anthony Kling led the way. He had 24 tonight. Jet Farwell not far behind. He chipped in 19. 5 points for Justin Pierce. 2 points for Drew Meniga and Darius Anderson. Trey Martini also with two for their total of 54. In the second half, Pawnee City hit 3 out of 5 from the line. For the game, they went 8 out of 13 at the charity stripe. The score by quarters, Pawnee City led after one quarter 15-9. At the half, they were up by 125-24. Third quarter score was 40-33, a 7-point Pawnee City advantage. And then the Indians went on to post the 54-38 win. With the win, Pawnee City improves their record now to 6-5. HTRS falls to 2-12 on the season. 54-38, your final score in tonight's ballgame.
This post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armnick. Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
All right. Well, we had a fun time tonight here, kind of splitting the difference here in the girls' game. The final, HTRS got the win 66-37. In the boys' game, Pawnee City with the win 54-38. I want to remind everybody that we'll be back on the air Thursday night, weather permitting. I'll be traveling to Murray, Nebraska, Conestoga High School with the Falls City Tigers for a girl-boy doubleheader. That'll be here on KTNC. On Friday night, I will be at Johnson Brock on Sunny 101.3, the Johnson Brock Eagles hosting Exeter Milligan Friend. So if the weather cooperates, we'll have more basketball coming up again Thursday and Friday. Jamie, your final thoughts on your broadcast debut here, young lady?
This was a lot of fun. I hope to do it again in the future.
Well, I sure hope we can get together again and have you join us
yes.
for the broadcast. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Yes.
So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Jaylee McNeely here in the gym with us, and for Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in the boys' contest. It was Pawnee City, 54, HTRS.